First on the Bibi Stockholm, is today the day that it starts to receive asylum seekers?
We're expecting pretty soon, imminently this week, in the coming days, that people will be on the Bibi Stockholm.
Right, not necessarily today, or you haven't decided that as yet?
Well, it'll be in coming days. For operation reasons, you wouldn't expect me to confirm the hour or the day, but it's pretty soon.
OK, and how many do you expect it then to have by the end of the week?
Well, we'll have to wait and see how many come in. There are extensive plans underfoot, and it will be gradual upping the numbers.
Up to 500 by the end of the week?
Yes, quite possibly it'll be 500. We're hoping.
OK. And Ascension Island, a British overseas territory, is that part of a plan B if the Rwanda policy doesn't materialise for whatever reason?
We're thoroughly committed to seeing the Rwanda agreement through. We're confident that the offshoring is lawful. The High Court and the Lord Chief Justice agreed that offshoring, this sort of application, is thoroughly lawful in Rwanda, and that's what we're looking towards. But of course, as a responsible government, we're looking at additional wraparound measures as to see what else may also be available. But we are thoroughly committed to the Rwandan agreement.
So these other measures, because we've known before that there are other countries that were possible alternatives to Rwanda, but the idea of Ascension Island, and clearly someone has briefed two newspapers this morning on this basis, that would be different, wouldn't it? That would be offshore processing of UK asylum applications.
It wouldn't be fair or right to actually go into any discussions as to any individual alternatives to Rwanda, because we're thoroughly committed to Rwanda. But the government, as you would expect, is talking to lots of people and making plans, as you would expect. It's proper government to do that.
But someone has briefed two newspapers this morning, so this is now in the public domain, at least these reports are in the public domain. Are there alternatives being considered which are about the offshore processing of UK applications? Is that a possible plan B?
I wouldn't like to say alternative or plan B, because our plan is Rwanda, which we're confident is going to work. But of course, we're looking at additional schemes across the globe. Of course we are.